Chapter 17. As much as I was concerned about the baby's reaction to Francesca's words, I was more worried about Samar. What would happen when she returned from school and saw the word carved into me? What would she think it was meant? Would she think it was meant for her and for her family, as Francesca and the police seemed to assume? She came home alone. Ahead of her, by a few yards, was Stephen. A reporter from the neighborhood newspaper was waiting on the sidewalk, interviewing people as they walked by. Word travels fast in our parts, especially when there's yellow police tape involved. Had they seen what happened? The reporter kept asking. Had they ever made wishes on wishing day? What did they think the word leave meant? The reporter approached Stephen. Did he know why someone would carve leave into the beloved local wish tree? Stephen stared at the reporter. Then he glanced behind Samar, sending her the shadow of a sad smile. Without answering the reporter, he headed toward his house. Samar's eyes darted from Stephen to the reporter to me. She ran closer, saw the word, and gasped. She reached a hand toward me, but the police tape put me out of reach. Are you a resident? The reporter asked. Would you like to comment on the incident? Samar didn't say a word. She turned and walked up the sagging steps to the little blue house, her head held high, standing tall, reaching deep.